USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is on damage control ahead of an expected run for the presidency on mounting allegations that he's touched women inappropriately. There was no apologies and also no specific responses to the recent allegations, but Biden does acknowledge that social norms have changed when it comes to personal space. In his video, Biden says, yes, he has touched people.
I shake hands, I hug people, I grab men and women by the shoulders.
But Biden says that was to create what he calls a human connection. He does say he understands actions like this have made some people uncomfortable. He adds, I will be more mindful and respectful. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 39 points, the NASDAQ up 46, and the S&P 500 up 6. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
President Trump's tax returns are on the mind of Democratic Chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. Richard Neal sent a letter to the IRS demanding President Trump's tax returns from 2013 to 2018. In the letter, Neal says the tax returns are needed to conduct oversight and so that Congress can consider legislation on how the IRS audits and enforces tax laws against a sitting president. The president had a swift response to reporters asking him questions about it at the White House.
I guess when you have a name, you're audited. But until such time as I'm not under audit, I would not be inclined to do that.
Actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin appeared in federal court in Boston alongside other wealthy parents to face charges that they rigged test scores or paid bribes to cheat the admissions process at prestigious universities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A detention hearing is scheduled on April 8th for the Chinese woman who bluffed her way into the Mar-a-Lago resort. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us how she got in.
A little after noon on Saturday, Yujing Zhan, according to court documents, approached the security gate at Mar-a-Lago and presented two Chinese passports. She said she was going to the pool. Due to language difficulties, club security officials mistakenly thought she was a relative of a club member who just happened to have the same last name, and they allowed her to enter. Once through another checkpoint, she told the receptionist she was there not to go to the pool, but for a Chinese-American friendship event. But there was no such event. The receptionist quickly notified the authorities. She was arrested and charged with trespassing. The Secret Service says she had four cell phones with her, along with a laptop, an external hard drive, and a thumb drive which contained malicious malware.
More than 80 women are suing a Southern California hospital over what they say are cameras that secretly recorded them. The women say cameras in a hospital near San Diego were installed in three labor and three delivery rooms, and they violated their privacy while they were emotionally and physically exposed. Carla Jones tells NBC News she was secretly recorded while undergoing a C-section.
I have never been so exposed in my life. I don't know who saw these videos. I don't know where they are, where they've landed, or what will happen to them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.